The Canadian Opera Company unveils its new production of Beethoven's opera Fidelio this Friday. Is it this Friday?
Yes. Or is it Saturday? It's Friday.
Oh my goodness. At the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts, excitement in this room. The role of Florestan demands a singer of great vocal prowess and compelling tenderness. Joining us this morning is tenor Clay Hilly, who sings Florestan. Clay, welcome to Classical Mornings.
Good morning. Hi.
Now, the New York Times has described you as possessing vocal heft, clarion sound, and stamina. These are critical attributes for this fiendishly difficult role. I think that Beethoven has demanded almost the impossible of all of the singers here, but in particular you. Tell us what has gone into the making of your distinct sound in this field of the Helden tenor, which we describe as the heroic voice of a tenor.
Well, I think what allows me to be able to meet both the criteria that you said in that description of needing the heroic side and the lyric side, that came from my study of Italian singing originally. Mm-hmm. So obviously this will be in German, but as all good singers do, we start in high school, even if you're lucky. But in college, you know, you're started out with these Italian songs where it's the legato and the connectedness of the entire phrase, not these dramatic punchy things. I'm doing the gesture of punching the palm of one hand with the fist of the other, and that the latter is something you can only manage, I think, healthily if you have that first thing, if you have the nice the connectedness and the dynamic range that one is able to sing soft, and then that one is able to, at some point later, incorporate healthily a more, in Italian, it would be spinto sound.
Yeah.
So spingere would be the Italian word, verb for to push. And then the spinto is the participle for it. So once one has managed to master that legato and the sensitive part, then one may begin to push the envelope ein bisschen, we'd say in Auf Deutsch.
I love your eloquence in describing your study and the field of the Helden tenor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
wonderful. Now, this, you were saying before the interview started that you that this production was performed in San Francisco. Were you part of the production?
I was not. Mm-hmm. No, Matthew Asawa and the whole team there at San Francisco Opera put the show together on and off during COVID, actually. This is a fun story.
Not easy.
No, it wasn't. It was scheduled and rescheduled a number of times, to my understanding. And the great Matthew Shilvuck, who runs San Francisco Opera, wanted to have something to do, something for the stagehands to do during COVID. Even if you can't produce a show, mm-hmm. even if you can't have individuals in the seats, that the stagehands should have something to do. And so while everything was shut down, they built this set. And when you see it, it's just this giant cube that rotates.
Like a Borg cube?
It's like a giant dice, die.
Yeah.
And so that represents the prison and the bureaucratic offices. It also represents, in the second act, we change and we descend down one level, and you see where my character has been imprisoned for 2 years, I believe, is the concept here. But back to back to San Francisco, that was a way to keep the stagehands employed with something to do during COVID. So
it leads me to ask, what are some of the challenges in this production for you particularly?
In this production, they're kind of the same challenges any other time, that the entire time you're bound in handcuffs and ankle cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting in a chair, I'm bound to the chair even. I'm able to stand up and walk maybe 1 meter and that is it when I sing my aria, but then my character's too weak and I have to sort of collapse back down.
Oh.
And so one must confine their movements in a way that they wouldn't with other roles.
Amazing that you can sing like that. Now, one thing, as I was looking at your bio, and I'd love to ask you about this.
Please.
In 2022, with 1 day's notice, you stepped into a premiere in Bayreuth in the production of Götterdämmerung. So do you remember that day? What was that like?
I remember the day vividly. My wife and I were on day 4 of vacation in Italy.
Charming.
We were down in Mola di Bari, so way down the southeastern eastern tip of the heel of the boot of mm-hmm. Italy. And my phone rang with a Bayreuth number on the caller ID. And I looked at my wife, Sarah, and I said, I think vacation might be coming to a rapid close.
Oh.
So I answered, no, it's okay. We'd had a great time. And we were leaving the next day anyway. So it was the the Kabe Bay, we call the administrative offices of Bayreuth, calling to see if I might be available to do the premiere of Goethe Dämmerung tomorrow night. This was a Thursday. Oh. And again, I'm down in the south of Italy. And I said, oh, sure, why not? I'll come up.
Now, did you know this role? I mean, obviously, yes.
Oh, yes. This was not something I had to, like, cram and learn right. as far as, like, the music and the words. I had performed it, I think, 6 different times in Berlin in the last...
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, about 7... I'd done it in January, and this was late July or the first week of August or something. And the one I did in January was the 6th that I had done since the previous October. So, right. And it's Goethe Dämmerung. It's not... We call it the big Siegfried. it's not the title
not yet,
role,
yes,
not number
exactly.
3, but it's the role of Siegfried in the final opera, and which is much less challenging. Not that it's easy, but it's by comparison, it's more manageable to do at a last minute.
Exciting.
No, I always like to ask in an interview, particularly with opera singers, who your character is. Who's Florestan?
So Florestan is a political prisoner. He has spoken out. He's been sort of a whistleblower against some sort of tyrannical. Official in government in this opera. He's called Don Pizarro. So Pizarro is the one that everyone hisses and boos at the curtain call, even if which he will sing beautifully. Martin Kranzler will be our wonderful Pizarro. But character-wise, he's a bad guy. He's a bad corrupt bureaucratic official. And Florestan has spoken out very loudly and bravely against him, and his reward, as he sings in the first line of his aria, his reward is to be thrown in chains and mm-hmm. put in solitary confinement. So that's my character. And, of mm-hmm. course, I am saved by my wife, who is in disguise. My wife mm-hmm. is dressed up like a boy and named herself Fidelio and is now working with the head jailer named Rocco. And her efforts pay off. She finally figures out a way to come down.
You are a power couple, the two of you. I mean, really, Fidelio and Florestan.
Without a doubt.
Yeah,
without a doubt, heroic power couple.
Yes, exactly.
And just let me our last question,
please.
How has it been working with Johannes and the Canadian Opera Company Orchestra?
Oh, it couldn't be better. Johannes is right there with me. We had final dress 2 nights ago, Monday night, and I left the stage at the end of it with absolutely zero concerns about anything musically, pacing. He's right there. I know I'm on the stage, and unlike many conductors, I just know that what I do, he's picking up on in the moment, on the fly, and responding to. And the orchestra is so responsive and
very supportive.
Very supportive. And I've been lucky in my life to sing with many great ones, and I'm happy to add this one to that list of greats.
Fantastic. And the great thing about Johannes, speaking of great, is that he conducts with a smile.
Yes, he does.
And you know, that's like food.
Absolutely.
Yeah, to help you keep going.
Without a doubt.
Did you want to say something, Adi? I thought
no.
you were just, okay, your turn, Jean. Okay. Well, I would like to thank you so much for coming in. I wish we had hours to talk with you because we could make it full.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anytime. I'd love to come back anytime.
All right. Thank you very much. We've been talking to Heldon tenor Clay Hilly about Beethoven's Fidelio. Now, Fidelio runs for 7 performances at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts on September 29, October 1st, 7th, 12th, 14th, 18th, and 20th. For tickets, go to coc.ca or call 416-363-8231. Thank you, Clay.